Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What soda pop did you bring in here today?
Ghost Town collaboration with Pint House.
Ooh. Sounds spooky.
This is Oakland on Austin.
Skin tuxedo. What the hell?
Oakland, California, collaborating with Austin, Texas.
How about that?
Two liberal sanctuary cities coming together for a beer.
Fake news. You know, the party did start at like 5:30 this morning.
What party? What are you talking about?
Our party.
Oh, our party? Yeah, it's still going. It's still going.
You guys sound like you're waiting for your girls to stop playing beer pong so you can go home and go to bed. That's what y'all sound like.
I am waiting for this show to be
over. I am the girl waiting for my husband to stop playing beer pong so I can go home.
Listen, we got some baseball stuff to talk about, but I am very... I was already looking forward to the end of this show tonight, so that way I could go home. And then my girlfriend showed me that she's going to be picking up some Matt's barbecue tacos.
Oh, hey, love that!
And
she
was
get some extra for me or what?
I was very close to asking her, "Are you going to be dropping these off at the studio, or do I have
to wait till home?
9:30?
So you're going to smash some tacos and then smash and then go to bed?
No, I'm going to.
That's a big hour.
I'm going to smash the tacos in bed. Well. The Matt's barbecue tacos. And
this harkens back to us at about 6:45 this morning. You've got all this stuff on your plate to do tonight. Eat some tacos, smash, and go to bed, and that'll take you what, 20 minutes?
Yeah, tacos taking up 17 minutes of that. Yeah. Sounds about right.
I'm a little loopy. This will be a fun hot corner.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see what tomorrow at 6 a.m. looks like.
Oh, you're going to be punchy, brother.
Yeah, I'm going to be a mess.
Yeah.
Someone on the text line, didn't I hear you dudes about 12 hours ago?
Yeah. Yeah, you sure did.
Yeah, you did.
What were you doing, sir?
Sure did.
Hey, it's the love for the game, baby. It's the love for the game.
That's my quarterback. That's my teammate.
I will fully admit to a good chunk of my day. After the show was not only spent prepping for tomorrow morning, but looking at tickets for Oracle Park in late August when my Orioles go to San Francisco.
Oh, you're going to head down?
Yeah, I'm going to go down.
That sounds fantastic.
It's Labor Day weekend. We're going down Thursday, going to be there until Sunday. So that way we can come home and then have Monday to just chill.
Decompress, yes. As they say.
Yes, but yeah, I'm looking for tickets. I might have a ticket hookup, but that could fall through. So I'm trying to, you know, just cover my bases and look for some tickets around the park. The tough thing is everywhere I read there, everybody's like, there really isn't a bad seat in the park.
I'm not
like,
a bad seat in the place.
I know, but just give me, like, what is the best bang for your buck?
I have club
level.
There.
Like, I don't want to spend $500 on tickets, okay?
I've been there, and let me tell you what. 300 level
that's
on the first third base behind home plate is not a great seat. Is the view of the city amazing? Oh, yeah. Is the view of the game great? Absolutely not.
Well, you're up high.
I've got vertigo. I am worried about falling down the stairs.
I will say, I remember going to...
My beer has splashed 25% on my way up.
I remember going to the Mariners game years ago, and we got seats behind home plate, but in the 300 level. And I remember when we got out of the tunnel and walked up, I was like, whoa, this is a lot.
Very steep.
A lot higher than your boy.
And then
thought.
The guy next to you is like, whoa, that's way outside, bro. Yeah. Come on up. That's way outside. At the knees.
It was a great game.
I hate those seats.
Yeah, but you can't see anything. Come on.
I sat in those once in my life. I told my dad never again.
The view of Seattle is fantastic. The view of San Francisco and the Bay is absolutely fantastic.
Well, that's where...
So if you didn't care about baseball, go sit up there for a little bit. Well, but those stairs start getting steep. And the beers start getting drank.
Well, this is my.
I'm terrified by that.
This is my.
I don't want to be the guy that fell over the ledge on Tuesday night quick pitch.
This
you know,
is my.
I don't want to be that guy.
This is my conundrum, is that I will be going with my girlfriend and my son. And while this is mainly for me going to this game, I wanted to make it enjoyable for them. So having a view of the Bay. I mean, that's like something that they can enjoy optically,
maybe
aesthetically pleasing.
200
right?
level third base side. Because the Bay's out
that's
in right field.
All 200.
So if you can look that way.
All 200 level at Oracle Park is club level seats. And I'm telling you, and I'm a cheap ass, each ticket is $150. And I probably should just splurge and just do it and have a good time.
Yeah, you should.
I'll never financially recover from this.
But the food on top of that is going to be another at least $50 a pop.
And the food's in center field, man. The food's in center field.
That's why I'm a fan of premium tickets, baby. All inclusive.
Yeah, I don't
that's how as bad they've been now.
I haven't talked to my girlfriend about this, but I'm almost intrigued to just not buy tickets and then go get them from a scalper right before the game.
Hands down, you should do that.
And just, you know.
But now she knows because she listens every single Tuesday for the Hot Corner.
She's so locked in, I'm sure.
My wife is. Preschool is back at home right now just waiting on bated breath.
I don't think my girlfriend.
She told me to buy an AM/FM radio.
Oh.
That just is on 1080 The Fan. All the time, so she can know to hear the great Patrick Harris.
I am 1080 The Fan.
I don't think she has ever listened to me on air.
I don't think my wife has ever listened to me on the air if she wasn't driving in the car by herself and realized, oh, right, I think he's on.
Hey, I recognize that voice.
But she has to, like, search
that guy
for
sounds
it.
Hot.
I tried to, like, preset it. I tried to make her a P1, and she was like, don't touch my stereo.
By the way,
I was like, babe, this is, like, 92.9. Like, there's no station there.
Like,
can I not
do?
Just put 1080 on? She's like, don't touch my radio.
No, you messed with my stuff.
By the way, I don't think your wife sounds like that. I have met her. And I know that's not
lovely,
her,
lovely woman.
No, that's not what her voice sounds like. All right. That is just my generic go-to.
Damn it, Patrick!
Woman voice.
I absolutely
forever.
Hate you.
Ooh. She'll sting you.
She'll get you. I'll come for you. Don't even stop.
Why is that drop so long?
Does a Diamondback rattle for just 30 seconds?
They need that to keep going.
Yeah, it's a warning sign, brother. Don't come near me, or I'll get you. But yeah, I don't know if anybody's out there listening that's ever been to Oracle Park.
God, I hope Boss Man's not listening. And I hope Dusty Circa is not listening right now.
Nah, he's not.
Oh, the text will come in here in about 2 minutes.
Weird enough, though, is that he had some pizza for lunch. I know because he walked in with a giant yellow pizza box.
The kids call it Za.
And it had his like name on it, and it said Dustin. And I was like, that's very odd. Does he only refer to himself as Dusty here?
No. I am fairly confident that his legal name is Dusty. I am pretty sure he is not a Dustin.
Yeah, there's, I would say, a penchant by coffee places or pizza places to just add their own name.
I am fairly confident that he is a Dusty by birthright.
Not only did the printed out tag say Dustin that they put on the box, someone wrote on the box, thanks, Dustin. And so I'm...
Questions.
Yes.
They were probably like, oh, can I get a name for that? He was like, yeah, I'm Dustin.
That's exactly, yeah, they heard Dustin.
Yeah, I'm Dustin.
I've said Jordan, and then George is on my coffee cup. It's like, okay, screw you.
I am Patrick, so what am I going to be?
A little bit that my son...
Yeah, what rhymes with Patrick?
Oh, Hattrick.
Hat trick, yeah. Hat trick?
Yeah.
It's Pat.
Oh, I remember that.
I hate that.
My son, one of my...
At least they don't ask my last name. What's your name? Patrick Harris. Like Neil Patrick Harris? I'm like, yeah.
Hey, Harold and Kumar is a great movie, okay?
You know, that's how he got the part to How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. One of my
kids are not allowed to know how I met their mother.
My son's favorite bit that I do is when I call in and order food is just give them a fake name. Like Shlomo or like Sebastian or
dude, my dad.
He thinks it's the best.
My dad, rest his soul. There, we'd go to the old spaghetti factory. There's four of us. All right, I'm like 12 years old, and my dad'd be like, "We don't really need five people, but guys, just let me roll with this." And we're like, "Okay, what?" And they're like, "How many of you tonight?" And he's like, "Oh, there's five of us." And they go, okay, what's the name for it? He's like, Jackson.
Yes.
So then they're like, Jackson, party of five. And my dad's like,
I think my son got a kick out of it the first few times, and I kept doing it, and then it became funnier for me. And the text has come in.
It's come in. The man's alive.
He does not go by Dustin. They always write Dustin at Starbucks, and apparently Life of Pi. I'm just going to start calling him Dustin.
That does not confirm nor deny if his birthright name is Dustin or Dusty.
And then start calling Danny Daniel.
Oh, I've done a couple shows with Danny.
Or just Dan.
You know, we got the Danny and Friends things rolling right now. I've done a couple shows with Danny. There was two times where I said, look, Daniel. And I emphasize,
Dan.
Look, that's enough out of you, Daniel. And I recommend anybody that does a show with him to say, Daniel, I'm going to need you to stop.
He go cross-eyed on you?
He just...
Yeah. So mad.
Well, it's
just
funny.
Strokes out.
It's funny that Danny and Dusty both like...
Sometimes I like to call Suk Jason. You're like, Jason, that's enough out of you. And he's like... Whoa.
Well, I had to start...
He recovers better than anybody else because he's a professional.
I had to start learning to do that because... Because the BTJ and my girlfriend are good friends. So
we're homies.
Whenever I refer to him, I can't call him Suk because she's not going to know who I'm talking about.
She has no idea what you're talking about.
And so I say Jason, and now it has just become how I refer to him.
Yeah, I told the wife, I was like, we could be friends with Jason and the BTJ. Like, we could totally be friends with them. They're great people. I love Jason. Jason's awesome. Great dude.
Dude.
She's like, Jason.
Which
Jason.
One?
My wife's the opposite. She's like, Jason, I don't know anyone at the station named Jason.
Well, there's two.
It took me about 2 years to teach her that Brandon and Andy, because for some reason I call them Brandon and Andy, not Andy and Brandon, despite their show being Dirt and Sprague. I don't know.
What did Rick Riz call them? Damn it.
God.
I remember hearing that he called him like Brennan and... God, it's
Aaron?
Gonna it's going to kill me because I remember.
Did it get you?
I remember listening, and then he just signs off and he's like, thanks, Brennan and Eric, or something like that. And I was just like, no way. They took it like champs.
You know? Oh, my God. I just looked up at the clock. Oakley Doakley, we got a baseball show for you tonight. The 8 o'clock hour we'll dedicate to the All-Star Game and people that made it. And I guess we'll get real mad about people that didn't make it.
Pretty baseball-y first segment, though, I will say.
Pretty baseball-y first segment?
Yeah. We talked about baseball seats, and I slid in a little Rick Riz reference there. Not bad.
More sports than normal.
We come back, The Miz is the WWE champion. We'll get to that next. The Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan. Shout out to the YouTube clan, youtube.com/1080TheFan.
It's /1080
AM The Fan. I would like to have a conversation with however that went down.
And you're fired.
I'm fired?
Yes.
I'm fired.
Yep.
What the hell did I do to get fired right
Gotta
there?
Gotta get that URL right, man. We're a multi-channel platform now, bud.
Damn it, Joe. You want to call an audible? I'd like to talk about how buried the Baltimore Orioles are.
Shut.
For the next 2 hours, I would like to have a conversation about how Brandon Hyde clearly wasn't the problem, that it is poor management, ownership, and the fact that Rutschman and Gunner are terrible, and Jackson Holliday is the only key you got. Good thing you didn't trade into the Mariners.
Why are we doing this?
Because I hate you, Joe.
What did I do to deserve this?
You deserve it everywhere.
No, I don't want to call that audible.
Dude, I just realized it's getting dark outside. It was dark when I got here today.
Yeah, one of those.
No, I want to talk about The Miz winning the WWE Championship, and that's Jacob Mizorowski for the Milwaukee Brewers through another strong outing today. And
strong is an understatement.
Strong is an understatement. We live in a world. Join me, children. Come in. Welcome. Story time with Uncle Patrick. We live in a world of Tark Skubal. We live in a world of Paul Skeens. We live in a world of Spencer Schwellenbach.
Well, not right now.
We live in... Damn it, Joe. We live in a world of Jacob deGrom and Clayton Kershaw and Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander. The greats meet the youth. But gather around, kids. Let me tell you the story of Jacob Mizorowski, The Miz. This kid's good.
Yeah.
He's had a couple rough outings the previous, but his first three starts, I believe, three, maybe two, were absolutely fantastic. And tonight, he threw a gem against the Dodgers.
A rough outing. His first three.
Oh, I thought it was two. It was just one?
Just one against the Mets last week. He gave up like five earned. It was his first bad start. This was his, tonight was the first time he was on like a real national stage.
Game was on FS1?
TBS
game.
Yeah.
Inside the NBA, MLB.
I was curious to see if that was the case. Him and Paul Skeens faced against each other a couple weeks ago, and that was on MLB Network.
And I believe Skeens, he outdueled Skeens if he only had the one rough outing. Or maybe he didn't go six.
Well, knowing the Pirates, maybe he got pulled after four. Probably like a 2-1 victory if it was Skeens.
-1 to -2.
Yeah.
Pirates win.
Random note on the Pirates. I think I saw this. They were the first team ever to sweep a series by not giving up a run and then immediately lose a series
by
not scoring a run.
I did watch Paul Skeens, George Kirby the other day. That was some really nice. You like pitching. That was some... Curb was on, and Skeens was on, too, and they pulled him a little early, it felt like.
He gave up a solo shot. That was it.
But, yes,
yeah, who was that, too?
Randy Arozarena,
and he hit that bitch way out there.
Heating up.
The Miz, 4-1 after tonight. His first three starts, he went... five strong in his debut, five strikeouts, six strong... In his next one with six strikeouts against the Pirates, five innings, eight strikeouts. The game last Wednesday against the Mets gave up five earned, bumped up that ERA. But tonight was a different story. It looked kind of hairy for a second because Shohei Ohtani,
being Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you're going to give up a first inning home run to anybody, it's going to be Shohei.
But... And you hope you're at home and the fans throw the ball back in the stands. You're like, yeah, good for you, fans. Someone grab that ball. Can I get that ball? I want that ball at home.
But the dude bounced back, and he had an absolute game tonight. 6 innings pitched, 12 strikeouts, multiple pitches over 100. When he faced Shohei again, he struck him out in a bat that was just an absolute battle, where, again, he threw multiple fastballs over 100 miles per hour and then got him on a nasty curveball to finish off.
Well, that's the thing. He throws heat.
Yes.
Heavy heat.
Yes.
And it's like when you – there's something interesting. Like, I can't help but naturally compare a Mizorowski to a Skeens. When I look at Skeens, I'm like, oh, yeah, that guy throws heat.
Yeah, he's a horse.
When I look at Mizorowski, I don't instantly think that guy throws heat. That guy makes me think of Tommy Glavine.
I love Tommy Glavine's junk.
That's what it makes me think about. I think about that guy.
Well, I mean, I didn't realize he was this tall.
but yeah, he's like 6'5", 6'6"?
He's 6'7".
6'7"? He's the size of Aaron Judge.
My God.
Yeah, he's a giant.
Good I mean, Lord. And Skeens is 6'6", 260, and again, he's a horse. So when you see the Miz, you're just kind of like, all right, he's, you know, kind of skinny, but yeah, the dude could throw heat. I didn't realize he was 6'7", for God's sake.
That's big.
Now I can realize why he can throw heat. That's a lot of big guys been throwing heat for a while.
We sit here, and Joe, I feel like over the years, even when Voldemort was on the show and you were on the ones and twos, I feel like we're always like, you know, the young crop has never been better than it is right now. I feel like young pitching has never been better than it is right now.
I mean, with Skeens leading the charge and the Miz. Scooble's
still young and like...
How old is Scooble? He's got to be like 28.
But I mean, like...
He's been around for a bit now.
But talking about the Mariner kids, Kirby, Gilbert, Wu, Miller, Schwellenbach is young. I mean, even Max Fried is an ace. He's under 30.
Strider.
Yeah, I feel like the under 30 pitching crop has been absolutely fantastic.
Well, I would throw Ohtani before he turned 30 in there too and got in.
Yeah,
like, I mean, seriously.
I mean, he's under 30, and that counts.
Generational, but still, it just adds to the special class of pitchers we're talking about.
Is the Miz here to stay?
Yeah, like this dude. I mean, we knew that Skeens. Coming from LSU, which the Miz is also from, Jacob Mizorowski is also an LSU pitcher, although he never did pitch for LSU, I don't think, because the Brewers drafted him.
Is this
him.
Like Shaden Sharp went to Kentucky?
It's kind of one of those situations.
One of those things.
Yes. He was in the lab for like a week.
Calipari's like, I got that guy. Shaden Sharp becomes the best player in the NBA, and Calipari's like, told you so. Well, had that guy at Kentucky.
You just never know with prospects when they get the call up. And
that's true.
This dude, he has delivered from the jump. I mean, literally one bad outing so far, and it's not even like that terrible. I mean, 5 earned is not great, but I mean, hell, some dudes get absolutely schlacked for 7, 8 earned or something like that. And to bounce back a week later and have a performance like this, again, national stage against the Dodgers, you give up an early home run against the best baseball player on the planet, and then you bounce back and strike him out later in the game. This dude is for real.
Also,
if you're a Milwaukee fan too, it's like, when have you ever seen a pitcher with this much potential before? Like, maybe Corbin Burns
for a little bit. Woodruff was pretty good as well.
Woodruff is back now.
We'll see.
No, he is. He's back.
Oh, no. I follow. But, like, is he back?
Get him on your fantasy squad.
Or does he,
something?
Like, have a back like I have a back?
No, he's back. He's back, baby.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, to put the Miz on an exclamation point, look, the Brewers have made the Dodgers look bad. And to shoehorn a little bit in, because we don't talk enough about the Brewers, we did in the beginning of the season, and we were like, I don't think this Brewers team's any good. Just wait till we get to early July, and we're like, well, there's the Brewers, and lo and behold, there's the Brewers.
Well, they're kind of pulling they're like the National League Houston Astros right now. Like,
Freddie Peralta's an all-star. Christian Yelich. If Javi Baez didn't exist or Paul Goldschmidt didn't exist, Christian Yelich is the comeback player of the year.
He's having a fantastic year. Yeah, he is.
Former MVP, man. Right back at that freaking status.
The Brewers were 25 and 28. I was trying to get a guy from our sister station in Milwaukee to come on Daily Ticker tomorrow.
Joe, I love you.
But
I would come down and do that show with you.
He has a sick
walk.
Sick child.
I don't have a car tomorrow, but I'd walk.
He has a sick child and won't be able to do it because I wanted to ask him, like,
bro, the child is next to you. You can get on the phone.
You're fine. Throw some AirPods in, you know. Get him the popcorn bowl that is also vomit bowl.
This is why we didn't take the Brewers far.
But I just wanted to ask him, like, what was the catalyst that changed this Brewer season? Because they were 25-28. Not a death sentence, but 25-28 made 24th, and they are now 52-40.
It's fantastic. And
27-12.
How many games back of the Cubs are they?
I would imagine they're probably four games.
We were talking about this earlier.
Two and a half.
And they're in the wild card.
And I imagine they got to be high up in the wild card.
Two-game lead above the third-place team and behind first place half a game. So they're literally right there with the Mets.
The Cubs are super scary, and that's what we said. Like, the Brewers suck, but don't be shocked come July. And the Polish Punisher, as the text line points out, the Polish Punisher put an exclamation point on them straight smoking the Dodgers. We'll take it.
9-1 yesterday. Good Lord.
And you throw a great outing today, and you give up a home run to Shohei Ohtani just to, like, tell your kids once that, I gave up a home run to Shohei Ohtani, then I struck that bitch out.
I think I need to get myself a Jackson Chourio jersey. Like, that kid is freaking insane.
I'm going to get myself a Christian Yelich jersey and just old man represent. You got degenerative knees and back? Me too, brother. Let's go. All right, when we come back, when you're a leader of men, kind of like what we do here, talk S and get hit. You know, that might be what's going on. But first, there's Schultzy with sports.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I will say, one of the most impressive things I've seen live was at a George Thorogood concert. One of his dudes in his band just shredding the saxophone.
Yeah, man. I forgot. Bruce Springsteen in the E Street Band?
I'm trying to think of what...
Clarence Clemons. Whoa.
I'm trying to think of what song it was that he did that, but I was blown away.
There's such a great moment in Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It's like a live track, you know, of them doing Santa. And he goes, hey, Clarence! You know, you think Santa Claus gonna bring you a new saxophone?
Oh, yeah.
I love that rendition.
That every time that freaking annoys
Clarence
me.
Clarence Clemons and Leroy Moore are the greatest saxophone players in rock band history.
Yeah, not rock many, not history. Many. Now it's in my head.
Yeah.
What's the Bruce Springsteen's also got a great Christmas track, Merry Christmas Baby.
Oh, I
really
can't say I'm super familiar with it.
Oh, it's my favorite.
I just love Santa Claus coming to town.
Whoa, yeah.
Wish I had a good Jersey accent. You know, most people think I'm from Jersey.
Really? It's because they've never heard.
They're like, where are you from, man? You're like East Coast, New York, Jersey, right? And I'm like, nah, man, I'm from the Pacific Northwest.
That's weird.
Like your parents. And I was like, dad from California, mom's from Spokane. By a little bit away of Georgia, but there ain't no Georgia in my voice. There ain't no Georgia in her voice either.
Cool.
Like, dynamite drop in, Joe. That's the second time today I've said that to you.
Nope. Thanks, Cotton. Moving on.
Just a bit outside.
Thanks, Joe. This is my friend Joe Fisher. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Fisher over here to my left. Well,
go Jersey.
Well, I've been wanting to talk about this for weeks due to the comments that Davey Martinez said about you can't blame.
That you do.
I've been trying for weeks to talk about this.
And the fact that it took that much time between those comments and this event happening is pretty surprising.
I just want to know that I just want you to know that I was ahead of the game on this.
You were ahead of it.
I tried to tell you, you cannot say this stuff. Joe, we have to talk about it. Joe was like, no, I don't care.
I don't think that's how that went.
Joe's like, I don't care. I'm big time doing Dirt and Sprague tomorrow morning. I'm big time. I'm out of here.
That was not the case at the moment. And I don't think, I think it was on the agenda. We just didn't get to it that night.
I know, because we were doing stupid stuff.
And I want to say,
stupid baseball show. I can't even talk about stupid baseball things because I have stupid people interrupting me all the time.
I do declare.
I said.
That, who was the first manager fired this
year? I need that drop.
Who was the first?
Bud Black, I believe. No, the manager of the Pirates, who I don't know his name because it didn't matter.
When we were going over...
then Bud Black.
Managers that could be fired next. I feel like I threw out Dave Martinez, and I was told, oh, no.
Oh, I poo-pooed on you real hard about that.
He won that World Series.
He's won a World Series. He's got a young crop of kids.
No.
Mike Rizzo is a legit dude in the front office. We've got this.
I was like, okay.
He was the odds-on favorite, too, at the time to be fired.
I was like, all right.
And I was like, that is some BS. That's some 7-9 BS.
And then he made some inspiring, motivational comments, just trying to rile up his guys. All right?
Just a motivator here,
you
know.
That's all he was trying to do.
You know, it's never a manager's fault if the players aren't playing. I can't even say it with a straight face. He literally said something to the extent of, it's on the players if they're not playing well. It's not a management thing.
I'll find the full quote.
And ownership said, not only do we disagree with you, Davey, who is a massively respected guy in baseball. Like, let's be serious for a moment. Davey Martinez is a massively respected guy in baseball. Won a World Series in 2019 on a team that had no business making the playoffs, let alone win a World Series. And when you look back on that team, it is the greatest national, it is the greatest players in Nationals history, with the exception of Bryce Harper.
And to be fair, I mean, the Nationals reset the deck on manager and GM. They got rid of...
And that's, I think, what was most surprising me. Like, most people think Mike Rizzo is a great GM. I mean, Dylan Cruz, CJ Abrams, James Wood, the nucleus is there. The what they got for Juan Soto, Mackenzie Gore, all those guys, like, that turned out to be a very, very great trade for the Nationals organization.
I think it was the drafting that was kind of a black eye on the Nationals and their success. Like, this is their first round picks over the last few years. Tell me when you hear a bona fide star or regular player.
Steven Strasburg, 2012.
No, that actually might be why he got fired.
And that was way before that, actually. That was 2009. Rizzo. last year, Seaver King, 2023, Dylan Cruz, 2022.
Dylan Cruz.
Yeah.
Elijah Green, 2021, no. Brady House, 2020, Cade Cavalli, 2019, oh. Jackson Rutledge, 2018, ouch. Mason Denneberg.
I remember that name.
2017. I don't. 2017, Seth Romero.
Schultz is lying too.
No, I'm not. It's just not good.
Seth Romero. 2016, Dane Dunning.
Oh, Dane Dunning.
Oh yeah, Dane Dunning. Yeah, I know that name. I know
he's not even
name.
On the team anymore.
Well, but But he did have a Ross. He did make.
Yeah,
the
he was there for a bit.
And that was in
pitcher, right?
And that was in 2016.
I believe he was in Kansas City for a little bit.
That sounds familiar.
He was removed from the 40-man roster and sent outright to AAA
this year. Hey man, I was thinking about this in the NBA, like. Being a GM is not just about drafting and trading. It's also about culture and day-to-day operations and stuff. Look, drafting in baseball is such a wild card. Such a wild card.
God.
Like we talk about throwing darts in the NBA draft, bro. This is like throwing darts into the sky in Major League Baseball.
It's the hardest sport out of the big three to evaluate prospects.
But I'll tell you what. Mike Rizzo has dealt, Juan Soto, Max Scherzer. He's dealt with Steven Strasburg retiring. He's dealt with Anthony Rendon walking.
Which was awesome.
Which was awesome for him. Not that I'm really going to give him credit. I'm not going to give St. Louis credit for letting Pujols walk because he was bad. Because if he was good, we'd blast him. But the return he got for Juan Soto was pretty damn good. Pretty damn good.
A monkey could have done that.
Yeah, there's $35 million.
No, because Mookie Betts got traded for Alex Verdugo, who's bagging groceries on the side of Thurman and 18th right now.
God, designated for assignment.
Is that
again?
New season's over there?
No, because that's down at 21st. You'd get a better spot. But no, he's down here with us.
There's $35 million smackaroos on their payroll this year that I think are a big reason why Mike Rizzo got fired. Instead of keeping Bryce Harper,
I bet you Robert Zimmerman's getting paid still.
You mean Ryan Zimmerman?
Ryan Zimmerman, thank you.
Robert
Ryan.
Zimmerman's probably his dad.
Don't you besmirch Ryan Zimmerman. He was a stalwart for that Nationals team for years.
Most at-bats, most RBIs, most plate appearance, most games played in the history of the Nationals organization.
I love me some Ryan Zimmerman.
Do you think that giving the money to Strasburg instead of Bryce Harper ultimately was his demise?
Bryce was walking anyway.
Yeah. But God, that money ended up getting wasted anyways. And it wasn't clear.
And he won
that
a World Series healthy. Because he walked.
I
think he won a World Series because he walked.
Signed
Max Scherzer.
Back to
Patrick Corbin.
David Martinez.
Steve Strasburg.
Here. His comments a month ago.
They're so disparaging.
Yeah.
They're so brutal.
It came after a loss to the Marlins on June 14th. And he said, this would make you probably say that too if he lost to the Marlins. And I quote, "We're not going to finger point here and say it's on the coaches. It's never on the coaches. Sometimes you got to put the onus on the players. They've got to go out there and they've got to play the game." He later backtracked, saying of his players, it wasn't on them.
It's never
my
on
comments
the coaches.
Were nothing about them. They know that.
They're taken out of context. Bro, you directly said
those players suck. They need to do their job better.
And it's not my fault.
No, that's not what I meant.
I'll tell you what. My Cleveland Guardians are absolutely terrible. And yes, a lot of that is on those players being bad. But right now, vote. I'm looking at you, brother.
Hey, you're about
right
to,
now. I'm
you're about
looking
to sweep
at
the
you.
Astros, dude. That's you're
true.
Fine.
That's true.
You were just celebrating that before we cracked the mics.
Well, I would like to not be 13 games out of first place. I have a bet at Alan A that we win the division.
Welcome to the party.
Oh, that's where we are. Yeah. Oh, Joe has no bandwidth for us and our sad teams.
Guardians.
Because his team is the biggest disappointment in all of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, Guardians still in the playoff hunt, bro.
He can't possibly be sad.
The Guardians
about
are
anything happening to us.
The Guardians are a game and a half better than the Orioles, okay? So if the Guardians are still in the playoff hunt, the Orioles are in the playoff hunt.
Hey,
okay?
A week ago they were in the playoff hunt and the Orioles weren't, okay?
They lost and they made sure to get themselves out of the playoff hunt real quick.
As the text line once said earlier, have you lost your damn minds? The answer is yes. This show is
possible.
This is a bad show, guys.
No, it's not. Should cancel it.
I'd give it a 6.
Should just end it.
Just take it out back like old Yeller.
Yep. Sorry, boy.
Did Timmy fall in the well again? So did you, bitch.
Sorry about this.
All right, when we come back, open Seggy, the hot corner, 1080 the Fan.
The Angels commentators, man, they were coming in with some heat.
You know, there's nothing cool about the Angels right now. But stats are stats. If you compare one outfielder for the Mariners and one outfielder for the Angels, and there's some fascinating, fascinating ideas to look out. Plus, there's a guy in Chicago that should probably be more mad than anybody on this planet.
If I hear one of you compare him to Rowdy Tellez like that tweeter did, I'm going to scream.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They had the same batting average and home run numbers at one point throughout the season. So,
well,
looks very similar, and it's like, Julio's a center fielder, jackass.
Look, I don't care how bad at life you are. If your name is Rowdy, I follow. I'm in.
It's his nickname, but sure. His given name is Ryan.
Dude, his name pops up, and they're like, now batting, first baseman, 750 pounds, Rowdy Tellez.
Oh, come on.
Sorry, 625. Rowdy Tellez.
Do you think if the Mariners, or if his name were Ryan, the Mariners would have still have signed him? Just Ryan Tellez.
Yeah, you're just like fascinated by the fact that his name is Rowdy.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, man, I got to have this guy.
Let's go.
Cleveland Guardians completely essing the bed right now as the bullpen is falling apart. Thank you, Hunter Gaddis. It is 6-6. And Josh Hader on the mound.
Man, I'm looking at this adorable little bulldog running all over the Cincinnati Reds baseball field. Did you see this?
Is he like a bat dog?
No, he was doing the first pitch.
The bulldog.
Yeah, they threw a...
How does he throw it?
Well, they threw a tennis ball from the mound.
I would like to know, how does the dog throw the ball?
They threw a tennis ball from the mound, and it rolled about halfway to the plate, and the doggy went and picked it up. And then he just ran away from the owner and just ran all over the field.
Getting higgy with him.
You give a dog that much grass and that much open field to run around, he's not going to take advantage of
it. I like the golden retriever bat dog that took a dump.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
That's awesome.
That's great.
A dog can't throw out a first pitch. If we're going to trot a dog out there, just to put him on the mound for 2 seconds.
It's like, you remember when Manny Ramirez would disappear into the green monster?
Oh, to go pee?
And he had to go pee. I would like it if he just, like, walked up to the wall and just peed on the wall, you know?
I'm not sure the green monster front
row. He's like, I can't stop the game. Like, what if they hit the ball to me? I mean, I'm an average fielder, but, like...
Just did the golfer squat.
Hey, Johnny, look at Manny's crank!
You know, Landon Donovan did that at Estadio Azteca, and they hated him for 20 years. He had to pee before a game, and so he knelt down behind, like, a advertisement sign.
Yeah.
knelt down and took the pee. Like, you've seen guys behind NFL benches.
Yeah.
Mark Sanchez eating a hot dog or guys bending down to take a pee. Landon Donovan did that in Estadio Azteca in Mexico, and they lost their ass. Absolutely. They're like, damn you Americans, disrespecting the holy land that is Estadio Azteca.
Well, if anybody knows...
the largest venue in all of North America.
If anybody knows ethics during a soccer game, it's definitely Mexico fans, that's for sure. Speaking of Landon Donovan, I know it's not baseball, but he's been on the
TV.
Don't
bash his hair. Don't bash his hair. He had a lot of money put into that hair.
Yeah, he needs to get a refund. He's been on TV a lot lately.
Did you see the Euros when there was like a giant patch missing from the side?
No.
Because they grafted that spot to put on his head.
God.
I don't know who looks
I'm so glad I've been okay being bald for the last 15 years of my life. I'm so glad I do not have any like underlying concerns about me being bald.
Oh my God, I see it here now. Oh my God.
The I don't patch know
who
missing.
Yeah. I don't know who looks more ridiculous on Sunday. Him. Well, he's looked ridiculous for the last few weeks. Or Alexi Lawless with that stupid cowboy hat on.
Dude, Alexi Lawless is potentially one of the dumbest people on TV. And that's saying a lot.
That dude will.
That is saying a lot.
USA could lose 7-0 to, I don't know, give me a bad soccer team in like Central America. Like who? Guatemala, are they any good?
Guatemala's fine. Yeah, dude, they were in the semifinals of the Gold Cup.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's who they played, right?
That's why they're on your brain.
Yeah.
So you're like, Guatemala's got to be bad.
No, that's Guatemala beat Canada, and they were like, whoa, that was a huge upset.
Well, Canada's going to be good.
Anyways, they could lose 7-0 to Guatemala, and Alexi Lawless will jump on there and be like, you know, I think I saw some signs of growth out there today, and I think you got to be really proud and really optimistic about this team's future going
it's
forward.
It's like when I have to listen to Colin Cowherd interview a soccer guy.
And he's like, Alexi Lawless?
He's like, Tyler Adams, you know, the captain of America. It's so glad to see you. How do you play soccer?
And a cascade of boos rained down from the stands.
Tyler Adams is
when
like,
I watch
well,
you play, you just run and run and run and run. Where does that energy come from?
You can put it on the ball.
It's amazing.
Like, well, that energy comes from the fact that we've been doing it since it was like four.
I roll the ball out and I kick it and I run. And...
You know, it reminds me of like Steve Kerr and the Warriors dynasty. You know, sometimes you just roll the basketball out and you don't know what you're talking about and you just let guys ball.
Yeah.
Basketball is life. I don't know.
Anyways, that was a wasted segment. But you brought up Landon Donovan and I could not help, but
I don't even know how we got to soccer, bro. We were supposed to talk about the Blue Jays being good.
Who told Landon Donovan to go on TV after that graft?
Landon's okay on TV,
but
Landon's
no, after okay that graft. I mean, after that graft with that, like,
well,
knowing...
he was probably told like the camera won't catch your left back side.
Well, then shave the rest of it.
No, they should have put him on the right or on.
It wouldn't have mattered.
Just give it up. Just
there's no way
square
to make
root
it
of
work.
Pie.
Just give it up. There's
I don't
no
know.
Point.
I've been up since 4:15 this morning. When we come back, the All-Star game. I am so mad that one of your favorite players didn't make the All-Star game. We'll do that next. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. Hot Corner. Today the Fan.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's weird how relievers are really amazing and you fall in love with them. You're like, man, this guy is lights. I absolutely love this dude. Then the next year, you're kind of like, well, the season start. Why does he pitch behind? Like last year, he was one of our big setup guys. Why is he now pitching when we're behind? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Then he gets hit around. You're like, oh, they knew that before me. Damn it, Joe. I swear to God, Joe.
It was just set up perfectly.
I swear to God.
It's over.
It should be. This should end.
Hey, you could be the Braves right now. They gave up 9 runs to the Athletics in the first 2 innings of the game tonight.
Cool, Joe.
Could be worse.
Would you like me to respond to you the way you've responded to me 4 times today?
3. Cool.
I know. I did try to put in 4. I did try to sneak one in there. We got Fair
Foul. You can still win this game. It's 6-6.
It's on the TV behind you.
You're fine.
God, what is wrong with you?
You're fine. Uh-oh.
Yeah, dude. Thanks, Joe. You're awful. I absolutely hate
you. Hey, it's not a walk-off.
I absolutely hate you.
It's not a walk-off. There's still 2 outs.
Right, because our defense and bullpen has been dope.
You'll be fine.
God, I really hate you, Joe.
If he would have walked off right there, that would have been up there with the Logan O'Hoppy moment from earlier this year.
If he would have walked off right there, I might have turned this microphone off and just walked myself.
Gosh, I really wish he would have. If I would have just been like, you're fine, you can still win this. And oh, never mind.
I would have gotten in my car, driven around the block, and just listened.
As I'm trying to finish out the hour by myself.
Yeah. And you would deserve that. You would absolutely deserve that.
Ah, damn it. I hate the Astros, but I really wish they would have just hit a home run.
I hate the Astros, but your misery is better than the Trashtros.
It's funny.
We'll have Fair or Foul coming up at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, as we do every single Tuesday. All-star rosters have been announced.
They have.
Not a lot of big surprises as we walk through kind of like the voting.
All these guys are deserving.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I mean, and Look, I think I'm going to say this to begin with.
So, like, Caitlin Clark was one of the coaches or captains, right?
Yeah.
Oh, not that All-Star.
Oh, my bad. You know, it's funny. I did look up 2025 All-Star selection, and the first thing was WNBA. It's the
first article that pops up.
That popped up on Google.
No.
I was like, wow, you really hate baseball.
That's not real.
No wonder this show's getting canceled. When you look at it, the voting-wise, they all make sense. And look, I am not a guy, especially when it comes to reserves. You know, we were laughing about this Julio Rodriguez thing. I am not really a guy that when it comes to reserves is really gonna like freak out about dudes that didn't make it simply because it is an all-star game. Would I rather see Joe Adele or Julio Rodriguez? And I live in Raleigh, North Carolina. I would rather see Julio Rodriguez, right? If we're talking about a guy starting, I have issues with that. Like, I don't know if Javi Baez should start in center field for the American League. I think he had a great year. I think he's really tapered off over the last month or so. But when you're talking about backups, Alex Bregman has been hurt for a month and a half. But he's a superstar. Put him in. Jazz Chisholm has not been good. But he's a superstar. Put him in.
I will say there are some snubs, though, that are like absolutely egregious. Like just kind of going through the list of guys that didn't get included. I mean, there are some where it's just like, really?
Well, the biggest is Seiya Suzuki. He has 75 RBIs, which leads all of Major League Baseball.
Well, and for offensive players, yeah, I'd probably agree with you there. As far as pitchers go, Ranger Suarez is not an all-star.
I do agree with that. And his spot was probably taken by the commissioner's legend spot, which I actually love the legend spot.
I don't.
The commissioner can make a call that was Albert Pujols and Miggy Cabrera on their last farewell tour. And this year, it's Clayton Kershaw.
I understand.
He got 3,000 Ks.
Listen, it's an exhibition game. It doesn't matter. Whatever. They're not. It's not for home field advantage anymore.
Yet.
Wasn't it player voting on the reserves, too? Isn't that how they choose it? And
I think it's a mix
in.
Of players voting and the managers. Yes.
I want to know what the exact spread on that is. Like 30% manager, 20% players, 50 commish. Like, what is it?
Nathan Eovaldi, not an all-star this year.
Been pretty good.
Yeah, you know, just 1.75 ERA, sub-1 whip, you know.
That is weird.
Yeah, but him and Ranger Suarez, sorry, guys, you know, not good enough.
Yeah, I think a lot of it, too, is you just kind of run into, like, should you say Kikuchi really be an all-star?
They don't have the one-team rule anymore.
They do not.
They do not.
What are we doing? Like,
I don't know. That should be Nathan Eovaldi's spot.
Yes. Yose Kikuchi has a 3 ERA.
That's Shane Smith really needs to be on the All-Star game?
He's 3-6 with a 3 ERA.
Now, 3 is not bad.
I understand 3-6, your record is not indicative of your performance all the way. And a 3 ERA, yeah, that's good. That's really good.
Great.
But it's not sub-2.
No. It's not sub-2.
He does have 110 strikeouts, though. That's pretty solid.
I do love the relief pitchers for the American League, though.
Aroldis
Chapman, Josh Hader, and Andreas Munoz.
Yeah, give me some Andres, baby.
Yeah.
Said he's gonna have an outfit for the red carpet for his cat. I'm so excited.
For his cat?
Oh, Andres Munoz. Wait, he has a cat named Matilda. Yes. He is very famously a cat lover. There are t-shirts on sale in the Mariners team shop with him and his cat on it, and yes, it's glorious.
Jordan, I'm so glad you're here, and I love that you can give me all the great tidbits of the Mariners. That was something I did not need to know.
Honestly, when you type in Andres Munoz into the Google search bar, the third thing that pops up is cat.
Hey, so maybe you did. You know what, Patrick? In your face!
And you know what? I like Andres Munoz that much more now.
he just
gained a couple points with me. Someone that is a proud cat owner, that is a male, and not a crazy cat lady. He's got two kitties. Look at that.
Yeah. Patrick's like, get the hell out.
I got one. I love my cat. My cat is awesome.
I wish I could have a cat.
She's not here right now.
Like, did she die?
No, I mean in the building, Joe.
Oh, well, duh. You don't want that thing spraying all
over
the
Munoz
place.
Well, Munoz wants to spray it all over Atlanta. Mm.
Oh, she even has an Instagram. Matilda.
Oh, Mariners fans, go crazy for it. See, that stuff is stupid. I stop with the pets with
Instas. Oh, she's adorable. She's got one of those effed up faces all smushed up and stuff like that. White and fluffy. You remember the movie Cats versus Dogs?
Sure.
You remember?
I'll indulge.
It looks like the main cat from that. Oh, God. It's so ugly, it's adorable, basically.
I didn't mean to derail the segment with Matilda talk. My bad, guys.
Hey, I don't blame you.
Patrick is pissed.
SOS.
Hola, soy Matilda. Mis papis me adaptaron en enero del 2024. I almost know all of that sentence.
Hello, my name is Matilda. My
dad adopted me in January of 2024.
2024, yeah.
Mommy and papi.
Mi papi está...
Okay, well, this is an all-star segment, right?
No, it's not, Joe.
Damn
it's
it, Schultzy!
I really was just trying to throw a cool anecdote out there, that's all, and move on. God.
Which roster do you think is the better roster, and which one will win the all-star game? That's next. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Jordan Schultz on the ones and twos, 1080, the fan. Dude! Martinez just hit a grand slam for the Tribe.
I told you.
Let's go, baby.
You had no faith.
Oh, I had all the faith in the world,
no,
Joe.
You didn't.
I was just setting you up to be a failure.
You know.
Like you are. Like you were born to be.
I
heard it skips a generation.
Hunter Gaddis, he broke you guys down so that way Angel Martinez can build you back up.
Dude, the Ghost Runner is such garbage.
Oh, I hate that
it's
rule.
It's the dumbest rule.
It is the biggest load of crap.
We have two outs in the top of the 10th, and it's 10-6 now because you inherited stuff.
Oh, unbelievable.
One guy got on, the other dude ran to third, and then he stole second.
That's why my Orioles lost tonight.
A home run stroke.
And also giving up four runs in the eighth inning, too, but that's beside the point.
The runs and extras aren't earned, thank goodness. So at least if they come from the Ghost Runners. So help
have you ever
stats,
been to a volcano?
Fuck to and spit on that thing.
That's how I feel about the Astros right
What's
now.
What's happening?
Joe, when you look at the All-Star teams, let's just, since this show doesn't matter anyway, and... nobody's listening, and this show has gone off the rails about an hour and a half ago.
And we weren't even on air.
Yeah, I could feel it at about 6:45.
Driving in
6:45 this morning, I was like,
suck.
"This is not going to be a good
this
show.
Gonna be real bad."
This like if I ever need a job, don't listen to this show.
Speak for yourself.
Which lineup do you like?
Just taking quick glance. Give me the National League for sure.
Yeah, you think so?
Yes.
Complete or anything specific?
I mean, just looking at the hitters, the catcher through DH lineup, the batters. What's so funny?
No, it's amazing. That's what I'm laughing about.
Yeah, it's not even close.
Three Dodgers.
It's not even
and
close.
And dude's name Frankie, Ronald, and Manny.
Yeah.
Not to mention Kyle Tucker in PCA.
And Ketel Marte, who top three MVP voting.
Oh, right. That guy.
Yeah. I was going to say, you got to stop the drop. Because
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
It's going to go for a while there.
I'm on top of it.
Yeah.
And then the American League is like, good for you. The American League is kind of like.
Remember Javi Baez?
Are you the best player? No, but we like you.
Remember Javi? He's good again.
Come on down. Jacob Wilson, the kid in Oakland.
Hey.
I mean, West Sacramento.
I'll give it to him.
No, he won the vote, so I'll give it to him. But
hey, Gleyber Torres, remember him? He's good again,
He's good again, too.
Yeah. And then, listen.
It's like Cal Raleigh, Jose Ramirez, and Aaron Judge and Riley Green are like the only real starters for the American League.
Well, and like DH, it's like for the National League, Shohei Ohtani. For the American League,
Ryan O'Hearn.
Hearn?
I hope they mispronounce his name at the All-Star
game. Hearn.
Hearn.
Yeah, one of these things is not like the other, that's for sure.
Shohei Ohtani!
Now, pitching...
I still like the National League.
I'm looking, I'm taking a quick glance here.
I still like the National League. The National League doesn't have Shane Smith and Yusei Kikuchi, okay?
I think I might be leaning American League here.
Really? You not a Matthew Boyd guy? I think Boyd's been great this year.
I mean, Hunter Brown, big fan of his.
Excellent. Fantastic.
Garrett Crochet. Max Fried. Jacob DeGrom, your boy.
Not everybody has to pitch either.
So. Chris Bubich.
Bubich.
I like saying Bubich because it's... because
it's like pubes.
Yeah, it's yeah, very childish. 5-year-old. Very childish.
You're younger than your own child. I got it.
Yep. Tark Skubal.
Tark.
Brian Wu.
Wu.
I'm just saying names at this point. And I like their closers, their relief pitchers as well.
Yeah, I like their relief a lot more. I think there's just a lot of, I don't know, there's a lot of sex in the National League. Zach Wheeler, Paul Skeens, Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Logan yeah, he did Webb. Not have a good outing the
no,
other day.
Garbage.
My God.
But he's been one of the strongest pitchers in the National League.
Yeah, give me the National League lineup, the 1-9, but give me the pitching for American League.
Does that lead you to believe the American League wins? Since they have the quote-unquote better pitching?
No, because nobody really cares about pitching in the All-Star game. I mean, hell, basically 1-9 is going to get a pitch groove to them at some point. Like, hey, man, give them a signal. Like, the curveball's coming.
There's a good chance this is Javi Baez's last All-Star game. Just groove it into him.
Yeah, and then Clayton Kershaw is going to get 3 strikeouts in a row. I mean,
just dudes swinging wildly.
Yeah.
Kershaw's not going to play.
Yes, he is.
I'll bet you a sandwich Kershaw doesn't come in.
I will gladly accept that. Yeah? He is definitely coming in.
I don't think he is.
He's not going to play. He's probably done after this year. He got his 3,000 strikeout. This is the last All-Star game.
Doc Roberts is the manager, isn't he?
He's going to be in his last All-Star game. They're going to win the World Series again.
I hate that guy.
He's going to be done.
I'm back to hating Doc Roberts.
You hate good managers, it seems.
Whoa. Name me 3 good managers that I hate.
You hated Aaron Boone, and they've had a
Again,
really good run in New
York,
brother.
Name me 3 good managers that I hate.
Making me swear on the air and dump myself. Doc is a great manager, brother.
Doc is fine.
He is a great manager.
Boone is below average. I'd rather have Stephen Vogt than Aaron Boone.
Yeah, you were just giving him crap a segment ago.
That's a savage statement right there.
I don't know if you hate A.J. Hinch.
I don't hate A.J. Hinch. I want to, I think he's really good.
I was going
to
say.
Cora's the same way. Like, I want to hate Alex Cora, but I think he's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Aaron Boone is, like,
I think
20th best manager in the American League. I think there are bench guys better than Aaron Boone. Jeez. I'd rather have Carl Willis on Cleveland than Aaron Boone.
All right.
Come on, man.
I'd rather have Mark Pryor on the Dodgers than Aaron Boone.
No.
I would.
Is Mark McGwire still a bench coach?
No.
Still
he's
a hitting
been
coach
out for
somewhere?
A bit.
Take him over Booney.
He just tell his guys to do roids. All right, guys, here's your regimen.
Dude, Giambi used to be a
put this needle in your ass.
Giambi used to be a bench coach for the tribe.
Giambi?
I'd take him over Boone.
I thought he was really old with the Rockies.
You mean the second place New York Yankees? Is that how good Boone's doing?
I don't think it's
second
his fault.
Second place New York Yankees.
The Blue Jays are freaking amazing.
Right, because it's not a manager's fault that the team is bad. It's all on players.
Dave Martinez taught us that.
Dave Martinez, World Series champion. Dave Martinez. Don't you forget that, Joe.
Well, also, a coach can only be as good as his roster.
That's true.
And a roster can only be as good as their weakest link. So what does that mean?
Sure, dude. My team's got 3 all-star players, which means we must be awesome.
Well, mine has 4.
Should have only 3, but...
Shut up.
You know what? That's what we're going to get into right now.
I think it needs to
I'm here to poop all over Jordan Schultz. Now, would I rather watch Julio Rodriguez in the all-star game than Joe Adell? Yes, of course. Of course I'd rather see J-Rod. He's one of the most fascinating... entertaining people I've ever seen play center field in the last 15 years, not named Mike Trout. Okay. Yes, I love Julio Rodriguez. However, what are we doing here? Joe Adell should be in. I could probably make the argument about like 2 other dudes. J-Rod is in because they need to convince him to be in the Home Run Derby because nobody wants to do that. And somebody hit me up on the YouTube chat this morning when we were doing Dirt and Sprague. They were like, Julio Rodriguez needs to do the home run derby because that'll get his swing back and he'll start hitting for power.
Shut
and I said, yeah, you need to do the home run derby because that'll get your swing back. Said no one ever. Go ask Bobby Abreu.
Pretty sure it does the complete opposite.
Go ask Josh Hamilton.
It's like why Pete Alonso didn't want to compete this
year.
Yeah,
he was like, oh man, the Mets are actually good. If I do this, this is a bad move for us.
Listen, and then Mariners fans, they got all butthurt over the Angels broadcasters comparing the hitting stats. They're like, well, what about stolen bases and what about fielding?
What about fielding?
Well, okay.
What's their war?
Hold on. Cool, then let's put Kevin Kiermaier in.
I get it. He is a
Dexter Clark. I want Dexter Clark in this BZ.
He is a better fielder than Joe Adell.
Now, I will give Julio a lot of credit. Now, I love Julio. If you listen to this show, which I know you don't, judging by the attendance, I know you don't. I love J-Rod. I love Julio. He is a fascinating player to watch. And when you go to a game, he is super interactive with the crowd and a very, very, very fun player. His defensive metrics put him at like number one or two in the league.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He is widely considered maybe the best center fielder in baseball.
If you look at the war difference between Adell and Julio, it's like almost a whole 2-point difference.
Batting-wise, he's getting smoked.
But not necessarily. Joe Adell hasn't had as many at-bats this year. He has more than 100 less than Julio Rodriguez. Sure, he has more home runs, but Julio still scored more runs than him. He only is like separated by 8 RBIs. Joe Adell is just, he's a decent hitter, but he ain't as productive. Even when Julio is mediocre and bad, he's still a better hitter than Joe Adell. Just because Julio doesn't have 18, 19 homers like Adell doesn't mean that Adell should be in and Julio shouldn't. I'm sorry, guys. I don't feel like I'm biased for saying this. The numbers say so.
No. The numbers can support your argument.
And I'm sorry.
But the reality is I'd rather watch Julio Rodriguez than Joe Adell.
Also,
that's the reality.
I want to.
That's why he's in.
Is runs scored, like, is that a stat that means that you're a good
runs means squad douche to me.
Yeah,
that's your
say,
team.
Like that's
and if you bat in front of Cal Raleigh, he's got 700 home runs right now.
Yeah.
No, it's getting on base, it's stealing bases, and it's being smart.
It's also guys behind you.
Well, and it's being Adell and Julio are both fast.
It's like Manny Ramirez once hit 165 RBIs in a season. Is it because he's awesome? It's because that Cleveland team was stacked.
Had a lot of dudes on base.
It's
like, for some reason, I always use this reference from Mr. 3000. Great baseball movie.
Well, why does Joe Adell only have three?
T-Rex Pennebaker. He had like 25 home runs and like 50 RBIs.
Because
nobody could get on base for those Brewers until Bernie Mac showed up.
Dude, it's like Michael Brantley, one of my favorite Cleveland players of all time that he gets so much grief for loving. Michael Brantley would bat 327 with 45 RBIs in 160 games. You're like, how? Like, because Cleveland is terrible, and he could never hit when guys were on.
And let's also say the best hitter on the best team in the AL East got snubbed, and I wish I could say it was Gunnar Henderson of the Baltimore Orioles,
but it's not. It's Adley Rutschman.
No, it's George Springer of the Blue Jays. I mean,
well, it's probably Yandy Diaz. All season?
I mean, snubs?
Yeah.
I'm
glad Caminero made it. I was really worried about that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they should just give like 3 or 4 more spots.
Well, won't most of these guys be
let everybody in
because of injury replacements?
Look at Jose Ramirez clapping everybody. He waited on the field and high-fived everybody.
Get out of here.
I don't think there's a difference between being named as a reserve and then being named as a reserve replacement. Like, if you're an all-star, you're an all-star. So, seriously.
This isn't the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, it's not like they're not going to get the call. There's going to be probably 5 or 6 guys on each team that don't play, and we'll see everyone that you're talking about. Everything will come to fruition for them, and we'll all be happy.
Well, I mean, looking at the rosters, I mean...
Yeah, like Mason Rudolph's a Pro Bowler. This isn't the same.
I don't think Mason Rudolph was ever
was
a
that
Pro Bowler.
Please no. God no.
No, probably not. I'm thinking of somebody else.
Oh, I know who you're thinking of.
Who was the backup in Pittsburgh before, like in between Mason?
Worst.
High draft pick, Chicago Bears guy.
Mitch Trubisky?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mitch Trubisky is a Pro Bowler.
Dude, if you've ever gone...
Because of replacement.
You should go through and look at like the one-time NBA All-Stars. Like, because they have a list of every All-Star that's ever been... Guys that just made it once. It is a very fun list to go through. Because you're just like, oh, dude, that guy, I remember him. He was kind of good. Wasn't really an all-star, but I guess he was once. It's a fun game.
All right, when we come back, it's everybody's favorite, fair or foul. But first, we'll toss it to Schulze with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, we'll toss it over to our fantastic producer, Jordan Schulze. The third.
No third. No second.
Singular.
Yeah, I don't know. There might be a junior someday.
I don't know. I check my waistline and I feel like a plural.
Oh, ditto lately. Been bloated, drinking beer, getting old, heartburn, back pain.
Oh, I'm just lazy.
Well, that too. That too. But it gets worse when you get older. You're supposed to get more active, right? All right. Let's see here. I got three questions for you here for Fair or Foul. Let's start with a try to stump you guys question. Of course, Major League Baseball averages been declining overall in the past, 20 years just because of
games
the level
rigged.
Of pitching and different factors that just, I would say, give pitchers just a much better advantage at times. And frankly, pitchers have been just getting better over the last few years as well. So guys, fair or foul, interesting to look at this number. Every single season, at this point, there are only 10 players hitting over 300 this year in Major League Baseball, fair or foul.
10 players.
10 guys over 300.
10 human beings.
Breathing souls. Hearts.
10 sentient
two
beings.
Legs, two arms.
One bat.
I feel like 10's kind of high.
I'm just trying to think of everybody. There would be Aaron Judge, Shohei. Wait, I don't know if Shohei.
I don't think Shohei's batting over 300.
I will tell you, no, he's not.
I don't think Jose Ramirez is batting over 300.
It's close. I think if he is, it's like 303, 302.
Is Bobby Witt batting over 300?
No, he's not. No.
He's close, but no.
Trying to think of those guys that you just assume. Is Luis Arraez batting over 300?
No.
There you go.
God, the Athletics kid. Isn't Jacob Wilson?
Jacob Wilson, yes. That I do think one. Jacob Wilson is batting over 300.
All right, we're not going to name all 10, so we might as well.
Come on, just do it, guys. Let's go.
I'm going to say fair because if we're struggling that much to even come up with two, then I'm going to say that only 10 total. Honestly, this could be foul. That less than 10.
I'm going foul, and I think it's less than 10.
Yeah, I'm going foul as well.
Yeah, you guys got that right. It is less than 10. It is actually only 8. And here
that's
is the
still quick more than I thought.
Well, it's a quick list, including a couple that you guys probably don't even realize. Of course, Judge and Wilson at the top. Jeremy Pena for the Astros. One that I'm surprised by, Jonathan Aranda. Don't even know who that is for
the
Rays.
Oh, yeah, for the Rays.
Their first baseman.
He should have started the game, but the Toronto Collective came in and got Vladdy to start.
Yeah. Then Jacob Myers, and I know him, but familiar. At least not as familiar to some, Michael Garcia for the Kansas City Royals.
Mike Hale. Or it's like
I've heard it said
Mikael,
like three
different ways. Or Mike Hale. Yeah, it's not Michael.
Thank you. Okay.
It's not Michael.
Well,
it's
that announcer
a different
can
way.
They can go F themselves because that's how I heard them say it.
Mikael,
they are wrong.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Freddie Freeman and Alejandro Kirk. Hitters 299, Jose Ramirez.
Alejandro Kirk should not count because he doesn't catch every day.
Dude, I played 77 games, though.
I just went 25 years back, the year 2000. There was 10 guys with an average at the end of the season above 330.
And 330?
And that's the best pitchers.
Yes.
And that's like Pedro and Randy and Maddox and, yeah.
How many over 300? Like, God, it had to be like 30 or 40.
Trying to get it pulled up here.
10 guys over 330 at this point, or at the end of the year?
At the end of the year.
Because you probably have like 9 per team.
In 2000, Ichiro's not in the league.
Well, you got like 350 hitters.
The damn ball, right? Baseball Reference only gives me the top 10, so let me find out here.
That's stupid. Thanks, Baseball Reference.
Juice.
Yeah, Ichiro was on that list for years.
I mean, we are through page one, 25 dudes. 25 dudes. Actually, that's just the American League.
You said in 01?
2000.
2000. Here we go.
Before Suzuki.
Yeah,
on MLB.com. Maybe they'll give it to
me. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Holy S. 25.
Yeah, 25 dudes.
Side note.
50 dudes.
Side note, there is a chance.
53.
There is a chance I'm in Seattle for Ichiro's Mariner induction.
You jerk. I'm so jealous.
I'm free that weekend.
Where are you seeing 53, Schultzy?
Going to MLB.com. This is 2000 regular season. I'm looking at hitters by average. Corey Koski is the last 300 hitter hitting 300. He is number 53.
We think.
I see him at number 25.
What the?
Nah. Is this qualified players or all players?
All of these guys have. I see 140 games, 136 games. They all look like qualifiers, brother.
Interesting.
Richard Hidalgo, Chipper Jones, Luis Gonzalez, Jeff Bagwell. All hitting 310, 311 that year.
Interesting.
There were a lot more 300 hitters. What the meaning of this? God, Carl Everett hit 300 that year. All right, guys. Congrats on getting that one right, by the way. Love all the drops.
Just a bit outside.
Moving on, big news this week, at least if you're a Washington Nationals fan. They have cleaned house. General manager Mike Rizzo gone. Manager Davey Martinez and World Series champion gone. Next up on the list to be fired, at least odds-wise, would be Atlanta manager Brian Snitker, Mark Kotze of the Athletics, Matt Cattaro of the Royals are slightly behind him odds-wise, and then Stephen Vogt at the back of that list, guys. Fair or foul, another MLB manager will be fired before the end of the season.
Fair.
Oh, let's see. Let's take a list.
Super fair. Give me Stephen Vogt.
No, he is not.
Snitker is not getting fired. He's not getting fired.
No. 4 years removed from winning a World Series.
Not getting fired.
That team has just been injury-laden. That's not his fault.
Yeah, there are a ton of issues. Losing Max Fried in the starting rotation is a big one. You have Jurickson Profar, who's only now back. Ozzie Albies's been terrible. That's not his fault. Snitker's not getting fired. Honestly, give me Stephen Vogt. Cleveland is bad.
I'm going to say, was the question that there will be one more?
And yeah, there will be another manager fired this year, what, in the last 80 games or so?
I'm going to say foul. Oh, God. Yeah, I'm going to say foul. Because some of these teams that are playing poorly either already fired their managers, or they have a first-year guy, or they had recently made the playoffs and had some success. So I feel like they're not going to cut bait with them yet.
Let me throw a weird one at you. What if the Diamondbacks continue to suck? Torey Lavola?
They're one game under 500.
Yeah, Torey Lavola.
But I mean, what if they go the wrong direction?
I don't think. See, that is a case.
This
where
is the I went to the World Series and I've been bad since.
Kind of like
let's change the manager.
Well, Davey Martinez had 6 or 7 years past his
just
World Series appearance.
The only people that survived this is Aaron Boone.
Well, yeah, Brian Cashman
just
and him.
Saying.
Cushy jobs. I don't know. Torey Lavola? He is a fan favorite in Arizona. I think that would be a hard one for them to do right now.
I would have said John Schneider, but they're in first place. So that was my guy. That was the guy I thought was for sure going to get fired this year. But they're in first place. He's not going anywhere. Unless they finish fourth in that division.
Lavolo 6-1 odds right now.
They would have to have a
That's
pretty,
money.
They would have to have a pretty pretty epic collapse here.
Yeah,
I feel
they're literally a couple games out of the wild card.
I literally would have chosen Schneider. I would have, but they're in first place.
Hey, just so you know, Aaron Boone is on this list at 25-1.
I hate it. That's too low.
Well, they just signed him to a new contract, so that's definitely not happening.
Then why the hell is he on the list?
Well, because Vegas wants my money.
That's exactly why. They literally hear guys like you all the time. Boone sucks.
Yeah, they're like, I'll take your money. Joke's on you, fool. I already put my $20 down on the Guardians winning the division. I'm too broke to make another bet.
Yeah, I don't think anybody gets fired.
No?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so either. I mean, unless there's epic Stephen Vogt honestly could get fired.
Well, enjoy Scott's service if he does.
If they're so bad, if they're that bad.
I'd bet you $1,000.
And I'm telling you, if the Diamondbacks really do keep going backwards, I think Torey Lovullo could get fired.
Sneaky pick, but seems like you're thinking along with the rest of Vegas, and I'm surprised that Alex Cora on that list.
Is he on the list?
6-1 along with Lovullo.
He should be. That team sucks.
And this is as of like 3 days ago. So very recent, of course, after Davey Martinez got fired. All right, let's move on. Final question of tonight's Fair or Foul. Wanted to stay on theme, guys. We were having a debate in the last segment about which player should be an All-Star, Joe Adell or Julio Rodriguez. I mean, seriously, take this question and ponder it for a second. Don't just like fly off the handle with an answer. Fair or foul, Joe Adell will have a better career than Julio Rodriguez. Fair or foul? See, there, I knew it.
This is a bait question.
Well, it's really not, but you guys
are... This is to make you feel better.
No, it's because you're so into him being an All-Star, and I'm legitimately wondering, there are questions about Julio Rodriguez's ceiling. Is he an average player? Is he an elite player? Sometimes he looks like the best player in baseball, but that's not always. So I don't know.
Can you reference the sometimes, please?
Are you kidding like August of every single season?
I heard the Mariners are trading for Ronald Acuna Jr.
Or Alex Bregman. God.
That'd be dope.
No.
I actually heard the Mariners are trading for Zach Gallen and Eugenio Suarez.
I mean, I'd love that.
That's what I've heard.
But will Arizona give up on them?
Well, yeah, they're both in contract years.
Eh, but they're trying to make the playoffs, too.
I'll take Brian Wu.
No.
And if I'm Seattle, I say yes.
Then you'd be fired.
Let's say you, host.
I'll tell you what. Does Joe Adell deserve to be in the All-Star game this year over Julio Rodriguez? Yeah. Yeah. I firmly believe that. Do I want to watch Julio Rodriguez over Joe Adell in the All-Star game? The answer is, oh, hell yeah. Who is the better player? This is a silly question. This is rage baiting. The answer is Julio. The upside is too unreal. The upside is too positive. He is.
Oh, you said Julio?
I did say Julio. He's a top three, if not the best defensive center fielder in baseball. And have you seen Dexter Clark of late? And I'll still take Julio.
It's Julio. Joe Adell's having a good year. Julio's had great years. And, maybe he's not playing as well as we would all like him to be and we'd like to have better hitting stats. But, yeah, he's an insane defensive center fielder.
Julio is cheap. You're also paying him nothing.
Yeah, he's for the production, his contract is definitely below average. That's for sure.
What's he getting paid a year?
Like 18
and
a half?
Yeah, it's under 20.
Yeah.
For the next, like, 10 years.
Probably fair.
Yeah. Joe Adell's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. He's going to be like, I'm going to need a 2-year deal for about 46.
Yeah, guaranteed $209 million over 12 years, of course. That could reach 470 with incentives, but who knows?
Shake the Magic 8 Ball. Incentives outlook not so good, Bob. That's a great player.
Yeah, listen, Joe Adell maybe should be an All-Star this year, but who's going to have the better career? It's going to be Julio.
It's going to be Julio. Who's going to have the better career? Maybe Seiya Suzuki. All right, that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. The Hot Corner, 10 of the Fan. I almost said GD, and I'm so glad I didn't.
I can dump.
I'd like to get out of this show without a dump button. Yeah. I'm surprised we made it this far.
What
are we're waiting on what, 3-4 people in the Home Run Derby?
I think 3. We've got 5 total. O'Neal Cruz was the latest today.
Well, I kinda like that guy, sneaky pick. And
that
O'Neal
dude
Cruz
can hit the cover off of the baseball when he can actually get the bat on the baseball.
Swing and a miss.
Look, when that guy makes contact, when his bat hits the ball, boy, is it good.
16 home runs this year, .203 average. The guy can hit the ball really hard, and he can throw the ball really hard. He's an athletic freak.
Making contact and catching the ball are different situations.
Yes. Who are the other ones in the Home Run Derby? I haven't even seen it. Outside of Cal and O'Neal
Acuna.
Cruz.
Acuna. James Wood of James the Nationals. Wood.
I'm really excited to see James Wood. I'm excited. I'm always excited to see kids in the Home Run Derby.
It's so weird that his name is James Wood.
Yeah, that is.
James Wood.
I know there's an actor named James Woods. Woods. But it is just odd that it's just Wood.
Yeah, it's Cal.
Byron Buxton as well.
Byron Buxton.
That's the last one.
Who's not dead this year yet, so that's good to see.
He's not dead yet.
Yet.
There For were now. Chances.
And
but not yet.
Yeah, I believe that is it so far. I've been named.
I mean, do they got to be guys that are on the roster? They don't have to be, right? They can be people that are not in the game, right?
I guess technically. No, yeah, they don't make you play in the All-Star game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. I thought you were talking about like minor league guys. Like, what?
No. I mean,
they're gonna call Mac McClung, see if he can do this too.
No, I mean, like, you don't have to be an All Star pick to be in the Home Run Derby.
Well, no, I'm sure like Eugenio is probably gonna be in it, and he's not an All Star.
Yeah, was Teoscar when he won? I don't think he was an All Star.
Suarez is an All Star. Eugenio is an All Star.
He's
a reserve. Yeah. In the National League.
Geez. Well, there you go.
Dude, he's like the sixth best player in my fantasy league.
Listen, I've been up for a few hours, okay? Just
Kyle Schwarber said no.
Yeah, Bobby Witt Jr. also on that list. Pete Alonso said no.
I need some PCA in this.
He would add some flair.
I want some Pete Rose.
PCA would be great.
Yeah.
Obviously, absolutely. Shohei's a little bitch.
Yeah, he's not going to do it.
No, he's probably more focused on rehabbing his arm, right?
I love that they're asking Pete Alonso, hey, dude, you going to come back? Two-time winner? And he's like, actually, we're playing really well right now, and I'd like to not screw myself up.
I just also, I don't get how.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
The Home Run Derby, just
we're
doing
on to
one day of trying to crush home runs messes you up that bad.
Right?
Like, you are a professional effing athlete. Figure it out!
Also, don't you do this in batting practice? Is it just like the excitement? Is it just like you get caught up in the moment?
I don't know. It's bizarre.
I don't get it either. I think if it's like, all right, Johnny, hey, throw me the curve. I want to see if I can hit dingers on the curve. Like, isn't it something like that?
I don't know. I find it bizarre.
How long is batting practice? Like, when you're at the plate, before
you get
a
those
game,
pregame reps.
You take
in.
Turns.
Yeah, are you just doing too much? Are you just at the plate too much?
So don't you hit like five, and then the next guy hits five?
Say, these guys sound like a bunch of pansies.
Step out.
Well, again, just figure it out.
Why
man.
Don't you go do a home run derby and tell me how hard it is there, Patrick?
I did all the time in the backyard in a wiffle bat, and I smoked those fools.
Yeah,
and then I would get on, and then I would have a solid average afterwards.
You toss a bat,
hit 600.
That wiffle bat, and then you spin around, you fill it with soda, and then you chug it, and then you spin however many seconds it takes you to finish it.
Is this a pickles game all of a sudden?
No, it's a dizzy bat.
What?
Do you not know dizzy bat?
Yeah, I know dizzy bat.
Yeah, so you take the bat, you fill it with beer, and then someone counts how many seconds it takes you to fill.
What bat?
Oh, you cut the bottom off.
Okay.
And then you fill the bat with beer, and then you chug the beer, and someone counts.
Yeah.
Like one Mississippi, two Mississippi, and however many seconds it takes you to kill that beer, you got to be careful. It's got a little Das Boot action. It'll come at you.
You get the bubble.
You got to catch the bubble.
The bubble.
But if it's like, it took you 6 seconds to drink it, then you got to put it on your forehead, bent over, and spin around six full rotations, and then they pitch you the ball.
And then eject all the contents of your stomach.
And you gotta try to hit it. And if you miss it, then you gotta chuck another one.
Looking at this list of home run hitters, I feel like some guys that are just not as well known should probably be
Vladdy should get in it.
Like Junior Caminero.
Does he want to though?
Why not?
Of course he doesn't. Caminero would be great.
Yeah, he should do it.
Also, like for funsies, like let's throw Stephen Kwan in it.
Oh God!
Let's get a contact hitter in here.
I'm looking at the top 50. Let's get your boy Jazz in there.
Man, I hate Jazz Chisholm so much.
Well, he was the one that started the whole furor with the torpedo.
Somebody
bat.
Should ask me, like, why do you hate that guy so much? And I have no answer. I just hate him.
I mean, O'Neal Cruz has 16 home runs. Other players that are in that 16 range.
Who's Hunter Goodman?
Yeah, that's a great question.
We don't know who you are, so you have to be in the Home Run Derby.
What is Colorado Rockies?
Hunter
watch
Goodman.
Watch him win.
Hunter Goodman sounds like a white guy with a beard. Is he a white guy with a beard?
Also, what if Jacob DeGrom goes, hey, Booney, I don't want to throw in the All-Star game. I'm going to go in the Home Run Derby. Cool?
No. Because knowing him, he'll probably tear an oblique or something like that, trying to hit a ball too hard and be done for the year.
I would like a pitcher in the Home Run Derby.
If his name
Shohei Ohtani?
If his name was Dontrell Willis, then maybe I'd consider it.
Bartolo Colon?
Just because of
Madison Bumgarner?
That'd be funny.
Hey, Felix Hernandez hit a grand slam in his career.
Who is the best hitting pitcher of all time? Because I know Dontrell, he could get better.
Probably Greg Maddux.
Yeah, Maddux was good at the plate, wasn't he?
Or Madison Bumgarner.
I mean, are you counting like guys like Cy Young and Babe Ruth back in the day?
No.
Because there were legit hitters back then.
No, we're not counting them.
Well, why not?
Because.
What, did baseball not start until 1984?
Because you weren't allowed to do things other than play baseball back then, which means you had to do everything.
Brandon Beck?
Brent Rooker should probably play in the Home Run Derby.
Ken Brett?
Funny mention that. Ken Burns, next Tuesday.
Bullet Joe Bush?
Revolution Hall.
Really?
Ken Burns? I want to go and see Ken Burns.
What's his set list?
I have no idea, but I'm like dying to know.
Vietnam
but I can't
War.
Go see it. The Dust Bowl, Jazz, baseball. Those are all his like documentaries.
Okay,
I want to go see it, but no, I got to be here with you idiots and do this stupid show.
The stars are
just saying words.
The stars of Boy Meets World will be at Revolution Hall this Friday.
Brick, are you just looking at things and saying you love them?
I love Lamp.
Did you just say the Boy Meets World cast is going to be at the Revolution Hall?
Yes, they do a podcast.
Like
called
Savage and everything?
No Savage, but Danielle Fishel, Eric Wilfredell, and then Ryder Strong is Sean. They do a podcast. It's a rewatch podcast like everyone else is doing. And is my wife.
No Savage.
My
I'm
wife
out.
And I signed up to meet him. We are so excited.
Where's Feeney?
No Savage, I'm out.
Feeney's like 98.
He's dead.
he's alive, but he shouldn't be trapped.
I'm guessing the Lawrence brother did not show up. He's too cool for that.
Danielle still looks good.
Damn
she
right.
looks. She looks like Topanga growing up without like bad plastic surgery, which you would assume they would have.
How about this? Pod meets world.
Damn Pod right. meets world.
I'm so excited.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.